I'm looking out of my large window in my hotel room at the Kyoto Grand. I can see a cute little Japanese garden and then a very large car park. Some skyscrapers in the background, and the morning is just getting going in Los Angeles. Last night we went, we being the bloggers contingency for Xbox 360 and the E3 conference, we went to the Forza party, which was meant to be kind of a mix of all of the influencers, the press, a few bloggers, some celebs, maybe gaming celebs mostly, because I didn't recognize that many people, but there was a few people being packed by videos and by stills cameras. And it was in a car park, probably the first party outside of the illegal UK party scene that I've gone to that was actually in a car park, staffed by FBI wannabe security guards who obviously very, very much love their job. And kind of cool when you walked into this very large, I mean very large, tent which was on the top floor of the car park and saw all of the cars from the Xbox game Forza. And it was, there's a lot of money in that room, a lot of cars you couldn't touch. There was Lamborghinis, Ford GTs, there was gorgeous Ferrari, your normal kind of top end sports car stroke supercars, and it made for an interesting backdrop. A lot of space, so you know, a lot of people kind of milling around in their own little corners. A couple of little VIP areas which were effectively the only sofas in the room, which were cordoned off. And man, after a full day of standing up, did we want to sit down. And so we did, at some of the many large screens that were around the room. You had a DJ in the room as well, so in amongst the some pretty good tunes actually, and he really knew what he was doing. You would hear the roar of the game, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big racing game fan. I know that some people are quite happy to sit there, clock up credits, clock up money points, and go round and round the same track 50,000 times. Not me. They need more missiles on the front of them. but I found myself getting quite into the game. Once I discovered the Lamborghini handles pretty damn fine, and the one in the room was matte black, so you were kind of a bit more inspired because you had the car right there in front of you, this beautiful matte black Lamborghini. And yeah, finished first a couple of times. Spectacular crashing scenes, and I really wish that I'd joined the queue to get on the simulator, the three screen multi-complicated hydraulic system simulator, because it looked like when you crash the vehicle in the simulator you are actually going to get whiplash. It felt phenomenal. So I might try and make a point of getting to the front of one of those queues today, because obviously very popular. And some of these people just drive too damn slow. So yeah, the food. Now there's something. The food was a barbecue, and it was spectacular. Like no barbecue I've been to. Everything you could possibly want and more. And yeah, thoroughly enjoyed. And of course there was a fantastic free bar with people only too happy to recommend you cocktails, and you know, if you felt like throwing a tip down, you throw a tip down. Other than that, you could drink yourself into oblivion, and the lovely Forza people were paying for it. So yes, we were all pretty pooped though. We didn't stay that late. Approaching midnight, we decided to grab a cab back. We'd had our fill of both barbecue and both booze, and got a couple of good races under our belt. And of course today is another day, and we'll be more more engaged, I think, for not getting too drunk last night. And we need to keep our minds tuned so that we can continue racing and continue fighting and continue playing and hopefully blogging. I want to get some interviews today. And now I know which corner of the massive complex the media Wi-Fi is. I'm going to be tuning and froing from there and hopefully getting some more audio down and out. So, stay tuned, if tuned is the right word. Soon for me to go and get some breakfast, definitely. Feeling a little bit peckish. That barbecue is wearing off.